The Archway Theatre in Hawley is a unique community-run theatre set in the railway arches of Hawley Town. It puts on 10 full productions a year, and its latest offering is Stones in His Pockets, which opens on the 28th of March. Joseph Booten stars in this two-hander comedy, and he joins me live in the studio to tell us all about it. Hello, Joseph. Welcome to Susie.
Hello, Annie. Thank you for having me in.
You're very welcome. Before we talk about the show itself, Joseph, tell us a little bit about the Archway Theatre and why it has a particularly special role to play this year.
Well, the Archway Theatre is often referred to as the hidden gem of Hawley, because there's lots of people who live in Hawley itself who don't even know about the theatre, let alone the surrounding areas. So it's a fantastic theatre. It's a 95-seat theatre. As you said, they put on 10 full productions a year, and each production runs for 2 weeks. But there's much more to it than just a theatre. It's been running for 65 years, and attached to it as well, there's a costume store which does private hire, and they've got a vast, vast array of costumes in there. Everything you can imagine, from Father Christmas outfits to astronaut suits, anything you want, it's guaranteed to be in there. There's a lovely studio theatre as well, which puts on more experimental pieces. And there's a fantastic workshop there as well, because all the sets for all the productions are made in-house. There's a great group of gentlemen, aptly named the Scenery Citizens, who hand-build all the sets for all the productions, and they do a fantastic job. Its patron is Judy Dench, and as I said, it's been running for 65 years, so if you haven't been along or you know about it and you've always wanted to go, I really strongly encourage you to go along. It's great to have small theatres in the community, and they need the support from the local community.
I've actually been there myself, and it's a charming place.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely charming. Where the stuff is made, because a friend of ours appears in amateur productions, and he actually took us around, and it's just very exciting. It's just very magical, isn't it?
It's lovely, and you don't necessarily have to want to get up on the stage to be a part of it. There's lots of other roles in the theatre, management of the theatre, bar work, building the sets, prompting, stage managing, directing. There's lots of different opportunities to get involved. You don't necessarily have to want to get up on the stage.
And the Archway Theatre, it's hosting the 2017 AGM for the Little Theatre Guild. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's correct. So the Little Theatre Guild has been around since 1946. And it's an umbrella organisation of over 100 independent amateur theatres that own or lease the theatre in which they put their productions on. And every year they have an AGM, Annual General Meeting, and this year the Archway Theatre in Hawley will be hosting the 2017 AGM for the Little Theatre Guild, whose patron is Sir Ian McKellen. So there'll be lots of activities going on for delegates of over 100 theatres all across the United Kingdom who will be travelling to Hawley. And as part of the Annual General Meeting, one of the productions of Stones in His Pockets, which is the Archway Theatre's next production, will be for the delegates of the Little Theatre Guild Annual General Meeting. So we'll have some very special guests in the theatre for one of our performances, and hopefully special guests in terms of all your listeners who will be coming along as well.
Absolutely.
Love to see as many people there as possible.
Well, I'm hoping to come along, but let's actually open that up now, because you're in this play. It's called Stones in His Pockets. What's it about?
It's a unique play. There's only two actors in the whole play, but there's 16 characters. So it's our job, myself and my fellow actor David Lyon, to not only play our characters, but all the other characters in the play. Very, very succinctly, it's a play that's based in Ireland, and a Hollywood film crew come to Ireland, and they are making a film there, and they employ extras from the local Irish town, and the two main characters are called Jake, which is my character, and Charlie, which is played by David Lyon. We're young lads from the local community, and we're extras on the film set. And as well as playing ourselves, we play all the other characters. So we play the Hollywood star, we play her Scottish security guard, we play her American accent coach, we play the old timer from the local Irish community, we play the young lad with a troubled past, we play his friend. There's loads of different accents. And then we've got English, Scottish, Irish, American, and I'm sure there's a few others that I can't remember, but it's very fast-paced, it's absolutely hilarious, and it's funny just trying to see us struggle switching between multiple characters and really fast-paced.
You've made it quite difficult for yourselves, haven't you? When we as an audience pitch up to watch a performance, we have no idea what's involved in preparing for a production. Talk us through how it's all put together, Joseph.
So first of all, there's a casting. So the director will hold a casting to find the actors in the production. And then we rehearse for about 2 months. For this particular piece, it's it's really tough on the actor because there's only two of us and there's lots of lines. We don't leave stage once, so we're on stage all the time. So we've actually been rehearsing this for 3 months. And then we put the production on for the public to view. And it's a fantastic process. It's very difficult. It's been a great challenge. When you're an actor, you're learning your lines. You learn them in a very methodical way in the sense that, you know, you've got a line. And once you've finished your line, it's going to be another actor on stage whose line it is next. You can't take that assumption with this play. You can have a line, and then the next line may be your line, but as another character. So as well as remembering your lines, you've got to remember which character you are when you're saying those lines. So it's like a Mensa puzzle, really.
I'm dizzy thinking about it. You and your fellow actors, you said David Lyon, you play 16 characters between you. Just explain what the philosophy behind this style of acting is. Why would you not have more actors playing the various characters?
Well, that's a very good question. I think you'd have to ask the playwright that question. It's something that's unique. There are similar plays such as Bouncers, which the Archway has put on, which was also directed by the director of this, David Galishan, and that has four actors in. But I've never come across a piece that just has two actors in it. It's a great test for the actors, and it's a great piece to be in because it really stretches your acting capabilities, and it's something that, as I said, I'm not familiar with anywhere else. I think it's like everything. When you're writing a play, you want it to be as unique and different as possible to separate it from everything else that's out there. And I think one way that makes this unique is not just the storyline, but the fact that you only have two actors playing all the characters. And it springs to mind of Tommy Cooper with his famous sketch where he donned the different hats and became different characters. It's similar to that in a lot of respects.
And speaking of stretching acting capabilities, you switch between accents. You touched on that earlier on. Scottish, English, American, Irish. That's a tall order. How easy is it to master an accent and be convincing? Because I do voiceover work and sometimes I get asked, oh, to do an American accent or a Scottish accent. And I usually say, well, I always say, actually, get an American person, get a Scottish person. Because I've rarely heard someone put an accent on, you know, voiceover wise, it's a massive thing to do. So as an actor, is that something you learn while you're training at stage school to do accents?
Not really. It's something that I think some people have a natural good ear for. I think the best judge of that would be your listeners. So come along and see the play and you can tell us afterwards how well we did on that one.
Shamefaced advertising there. What about learning your lines? You said that it's a methodical plan that you have to follow. You've been performing for some years now. What sort of tricks do you have up your sleeve to learn those lines?
It's interesting because you speak to people who have been in productions and everyone has a slightly different way of learning their lines, be it recording it, playing it back to themselves, reading it with a partner, using the various apps that you can get now. For me, it's just reading it through and it just sticks in your mind. I would say semi-photographic memory, not photographic in the sense I can look at something and then I just know it, but I visualise where the lines are on the page and that sort of helps me to learn it. But I definitely learn it from page one to page 86 or however many pages there are in the play. Some people learn it from the bottom up. They get a general overview of the whole play. They learn the lines and then it's a case of slotting the lines in order. But for me, it's definitely starting at the beginning and learning it through right until the end. But with this, it's so difficult because not only are you jumping sequentially, there's no set chronology to this play. It's jumping all over periods of time and you're jumping over characters and you're jumping over accents. So it's such a difficult play to learn, but we have grasped it and it's taken a lot of time and it would be great to see the support from the local community to come along and see this play. It'll be something that I doubt you'll be able to see anywhere else.
And you said to me earlier on when we were chatting off air that you don't actually get nervous before you perform, which to me is just absolutely amazing. If I had to do what you do, apart from the fact that I've got absolutely no talent in the acting direction whatsoever, which wouldn't help, I mean, I would just be terrified, you know, of getting on the stage and doing that. So it must be a real desire to perform that overrides any other angst that you have. With singers who forget lines when they're singing songs, you often see them getting the audience to hum along with them to get out of that problem. problem, dig them out of that hole. You can't do that. There's nowhere to hide, is there?
There is nowhere to hide, no. Every professional stage production, and the Archway is no exception, will have a prompt who will be in the wings. We have two prompts for this show, two fabulous guys, Hal and Matt, and they will be helping us along if we need to. But David Lyon and myself have some professional background as well, so we're quite used to learning lines and covering ourselves if we don't, to the point where we're comfortable with improvisation. So we might do a run of the play, and in the dressing room afterwards we might go, oh, you know, we missed that line, or we skipped that line. But the main thing is we're able to work around that and present a show so that the audience don't realise that we've slipped up, even though we might. And that's the trick. That's the trick, yes. And especially with a play like this, it's such fast-paced and there's such great characters that there is a bit of room for improvisation as well. You know, if we do go wrong, which I'm sure we won't.
You won't. It's your sixth production at the Archway, isn't it? Give us a quick resume, Joseph, of your journey as an actor so far. How have you got here?
Oh, I have to give you a very quick resume, but I graduated from Royal Holloway, which is part of the University of London. I did a degree in drama. I then went out to the New York Film Academy, which is in California, and I studied there for a year. I then worked in the United States for a year. I did lead roles in two feature films, which are out on Netflix, Love Film, Amazon, Blockbuster, all the pay-per-view channels. I then came back to the United Kingdom. I've done small bits of television work, a lot of short films, some television commercials for The Guardian, Cadbury's Chocolate, Virgin Atlantic, Laterooms.com, and I also have set up my own Punch and Judy puppet show as well, which I do in the local areas of Redhill, Merstham, Hawley, Salford, Ellswood, all around Surrey, and even London as well.
So tell us a bit more about the Punch and Judy. What's the background there? How did you get into that?
I studied Punch and Judy as part of my degree. I wrote my dissertation on it as well, and I met a guy who lives in London. He lives in Bristol now, and he makes his living as a Punch and Judy showman on the streets of London, and I collected the money for him as a bottler. That's the official term for the guy who collects the money from the during the show. And I stayed in touch with him while I was in America, and then when I came back he said, look, if you want I will make your own show for you. So he carved me a beautiful set of puppets, made me my booth, which is the tent that you perform your show in, and he trained me up in the art of Punch and Judy. He passed the tradition on to me as well, and this will be my fourth year now of doing shows for schools, fetes, festivals, parties and weddings.
And also, if people are interested in hearing a bit more about your Punch and Judy, it's punchontour.com, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. T-O-U-R, Punch on Tour.
Oh, brilliant. And in fact, I don't know, we were talking again off air, and we were talking about actually perhaps you coming back and doing something for us.
I'd love to. I'll even bring Mr. Punch along for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a necessary
addition, really, isn't it? So back to the here and now, Joseph. Stones in His Pockets. It starts on the 28th of March. If listeners want to come to the show, which I'm sure they're going to want to do, having been to the Archway Theatre, it's a wonderful place. It really is that steeped in tradition feel. It's got such a charm to it. And it's not too huge. It's just the right size to really feel that you're part of the performance.
Absolutely.
How can they get tickets?
There's three main ways of getting tickets. You can go along to the Archway Theatre itself on Saturday mornings between 10:30 and 11:30 in the morning and book in person. The best way to book is either online or via telephone. If you want to book by telephone, I'll give the number in a minute to give those people who'd like to book by telephone the chance to scrabble now for a piece of pen and paper. But if you'd like to book online, you can do that at the theatre website itself, which is archwaytheatre.co.uk. Or if you go to a search engine and you type in Archway Theatre, it will come up to our ticket management company we use, which is called Ticket Source, ticketsource.co.uk. If you go on there, they manage all the ticket bookings for ourselves. You can also book via our Facebook page, which is Archway Theatre, or by Twitter, which is the Twitter handle at Archway Hawley. And if you'd like to book by telephone, you can ring up the box office on 0333, that's a local rate number, 0333 666 3366. That's 0333 666 3366.
Good luck with this show. I'm going to try and come along. I'm really looking forward to
it. The tickets are a bargain. They're only £12 each. It supports a local theatre.
It certainly does.
And ensures that we've got some really high quality arts in the area for people to enjoy without having to trek all the way up to London. And the production value, and I'm not just saying this, is just as good, if not better, than a lot of the smaller theatres you get in London. It's a fraction of the price, and you don't have to endure the trials and tribulations of Southern Rail to get to it.
It certainly ticks all the boxes. All the best, and I hope to see you there.
Thank you very much, Annie.
Okay, that was Joseph Bouton. He'll be performing in Stones in His Pockets. And if you fancy a great night out supporting a local theatre, take yourself along to the Archway Theatre. Tickets can be purchased, as Joseph said, from the box office in person on Saturday mornings between 10:30 and 11:30. Or on the night itself, there's also the option to book via telephone. I'll give you that number again. It's 0333 666 666. Or online, go to ticketsource.co.uk/archwaytheatre/events. And don't worry, if you haven't jotted all that down, it will appear on our Listen Again feature when the interview goes up again. Now, we did a straw poll, didn't we, Joseph, of suitable songs, because I always play a track that I feel is pertinent to the interview that I've done, and it can be a bit of a struggle. We mooted a few things, didn't we?
We did.
We've come up with one that we've all agreed on, so we're not going to fall out over it.
No, I don't think
we're all
so,
quite
not
happy.
Yet.
We're all quite happy about it. This is Turn to Stone, ELO. Hello.